It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Jury selection begins today in the federal corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez. He's accused of helping a Florida ophthalmologist in his business in exchange for gifts and campaign contributions. If Menendez is found guilty and forced to resign, the state's governor would appoint his replacement in the Senate. And until January, that means Republican Governor Chris Christie. Joining us now by Skype is Washington correspondent Jonathan Tamari of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So before we discuss the actual details of the case, we have to ask, Chris Christie could end up appointing a senator who could tip the balance in the fight over repealing Obamacare, right?
That's right. I mean, and this could happen in the governor's final weeks in office, theoretically, because if Bob Menendez is convicted, which is still a pretty big if, but if he's convicted, and then if he is forced to resign, which is another big if, it would fall to the governor of the state to replace the senator. And even though New Jersey has not elected a Republican senator since the early 1970s. Obviously, we have a Republican governor there, and he presumably would put a Republican into this safe Democratic seat. That'd be one more vote for Republicans. As we saw in healthcare, that one vote could make a really huge difference.
Okay, let's talk about this case itself. To begin, tell us about the doctor, Solomon Melgen, the Florida eye doctor. He's already been convicted in a fraud case. Why is that?
So the government alleges that he's been overcharging, basically, Medicare and had been giving this treatment that was either ineffective or charging multiple times for the same treatment. And so he's already been convicted in a separate case. And so he has that hanging over his head, and there's a lot of people watching to see whether that means he'll be cooperating with the government in this case involving Menendez, but that he's also involved in, where he's accused of bribing the senator. And one of the things that allegedly he sought for his bribes was help with this dispute with the government over concerning about $9 million in Medicare payments.
Yeah, what sort of favors did Menendez actually do for Melgen, allegedly? And what did the senator get in return?
That's the big test the crux of this case is what actually the senator did. If you listen to the defense, they say, listen, there's absolutely no exchange of favors for gifts. He was just helping a constituent and weighing in on policy the way a senator should. What the prosecution says is that he went above and beyond to help this doctor who is not a New Jerseyan, so he's not necessarily a direct constituent of Senator Menendez, as he is a major, major donor. And they say that he went to bat for Melgen in this dispute over Medicare, that Melgen had a security business in the Dominican Republic and was having a hard time getting a contract enforced there and tried to pressure government officials to take action and also tried to help expedite visas for some of Melgen's girlfriends coming from overseas.
Now, if Menendez is convicted, would he automatically lose his seat in the Senate?
No, he wouldn't. He would hang on to his seat. There's not a rule that automatically expels senators. Typically, senators often resign in the face of these kind of convictions, or the Senate can move to expel him. That hasn't actually happened since after the Civil War, when people who supported the Confederacy were expelled. There have been moves to expel other people, and they've resigned in the face of that pressure. But as we talked about at the start, this might be a tricky situation because Menendez would know that resigning would hand his seat to Republicans, whereas if he can hang on until, you know, mid-January, there'll be a new governor in office. It's heavily favored to be a Democrat, and in that case, you would think that a Democrat would replace him.
Now, as we saw in the Sheldon Silver case, the Supreme Court made it more difficult to convict politicians on corruption charges. Will that precedent, it's the Bob McDonald case in Virginia, be a factor in the Menendez case?
Absolutely. This has been a major piece of the defense's filings in the last few months here. They say that the McDonald case really changed the landscape. And remember, Menendez was indicted before that McDonald case was decided by the Supreme Court. The rules of the road basically looked a little bit different when it came to corruption cases at that time than they do right now. And in that case, the governor, you know, made phone calls for a big donor and helped set up some meetings. And the Supreme Court said that doesn't go far enough to be corruption, to be an official act, as they put it. And the defense in this case is saying the same thing. You know, phone calls to cabinet officials and his aides pressing members of the administration were not official acts. They were just him, you know, trying to help out a constituent.
Jury selection begins today, and the trial is scheduled to start on September 6th. Jonathan Tamari of the Philadelphia Inquirer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.